financial literacy, and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham.
What do you wish women would stop apologizing for?
Oh, that is so good. I wish women would stop apologizing for wanting more, for wanting to live how they want. I always say you deserve anything and everything you desire, and don't let anyone tell you different, including yourself.
Hi, it's Francis. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Welcome to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham. Hi.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I am good. We have a guest today, and it's going to be an all-woman show.
We do have a guest today, and look at these three people on the screen here. So I'm very happy to welcome, after a technical problem, we had to reschedule for months, but we're happy to have her here, Ruchi Pinnegar. And she's from a company called Watch Her Prosper, which I just love the name of. So welcome, Ruchi.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here after all these months.
Well, thank you for staying the course and getting here. I could say that you put the chi in Ruchi in finance, right?
I love that.
Maybe you can use that.
I'm going to use it. I'll credit you.
That was fun. So, you know, we're going to talk today a lot about psychology, but also some practical things. And this woman has a lot of things to share with us. And she works largely with women, but both women and men can get something out of this. Mostly with small businesses. So, you know, I think that so many women, so many people in general, quietly struggle with making money and managing growth, but still feeling that financial pressure underneath it all about disorganization, about what should they be doing? Why aren't they doing things better? How could they be doing things better? And they don't always have somebody to talk to about it or somebody who can help them weed that stuff out. And I don't think we talk enough about the emotional and structural pressure on entrepreneurs, which is why Ruchi is here today.
I love what you said. I love what you said, because that's exactly why I started Watch Her Prosper. After so many years on Wall Street as a hedge fund CFO, I left and I was thinking, what am I meant to do next? And I started to really listen to the messages that were coming my way. One of my coaches said, listen to the messages from the universe. You'll start to hear where you're meant to go with this. And I started to hear all of these incredible women that started businesses that had all the money stories. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at the numbers. I don't know how to do this. They would ignore. And how do we run a business? How do we manage our lives? This isn't only about a business, right? How do we manage our lives without looking at the numbers, without understanding what's coming in and out? So that's really how Watch Her Prosper was born.
Yeah, I think, you know, I certainly wanted to know about your own path. And I know that you have a fun story to share with us. But I just want to say that sometimes, and speaking as a woman in business for most of my adult life, sometimes the outside looks successful, while the inside is still feeling financially overwhelming. Not that it's not good, but geez, you're just managing so much stuff. So I'm happy that you told us what made you start it. I would ask, what financial struggles were you seeing repeatedly with women and business owners? Well, just that. What financial struggles did you see repeatedly?
The biggest thing was that people were potentially doing the practical, tactical side that needed to be done. In particular, when I started, that's what I thought our focus would be. Let me help all of these incredible women manage their businesses. We do their numbers, we meet with them, we give them financial confidence to understand them. But something was missing. What I was seeing was, even with the positive habits and the new habits, things were still just going. The money was coming in. We would have these revenue targets. They would start to make more, but they would just spend it. And I started to realize there's something deeper here we need to look at. And that's what I started to do. I started to really become an expert in our money mindset, our subconscious beliefs. And I realized, wow, we are carrying these beliefs with us. As you know, from the time we're in the womb until we're 7, 8 years old, we are watching everyone around us, and we're picking up all the habits and forming all of our beliefs. And now, as adults, 95 to 97% of how we be, how we show up every day is based on those subconscious beliefs. So if we have stories we're carrying with us, for example, I have a young woman, we'll call her Mary. Mary goes to the mall with her parents as a young girl. They're going to buy a mattress. So she goes to the arcade, my favorite place as a little girl. I would have been hanging out with her. She goes there, she goes to play her games, and it's time to go. Her parents come over. They say, "Okay, Mary, honey, it's time to go." So Mary finishes up her game. She goes down to pick up her purse, and it's there, but it's empty. So, boom, right there, Mary forms a belief, I can't be trusted with money because her money was stolen. And so she carries that with her into her adult life, where, as a business owner, she has made revenue and just spent it. It's impacted her relationship with her husband. She spent thousands of dollars on therapy for money issues. And all of this was really deep rooted in her that she couldn't trust herself. And that's where we started to work through.
Really interesting. I think that's certainly the case for people. What we see all the time is the psychology is what's behind the spending habits, the saving habits, whatever. That makes me wonder about another thing that might be right up your alley. Do you notice that women underprice themselves in business?
So much, so much. So a lot of women, we think about, you hear the saying, charge what you're worth. And when you start to tie what you're charging to how you feel about yourself, how worthy you are, then we get into trouble. That's what I see often. So what I share with people is really let's think about the value of what we're providing. What is the value? Let's separate that from our worth, because worthiness is another one of those things we carry with us. Like, our worthiness is a lot based on our subconscious.
And don't you think that women, I love that we're doing this show about women. We always shy away from this, like, oh, it's not okay to exclude men, you know. We're not excluding men, but women are wired differently. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I think, speaking personally as a woman, it doesn't feel good to me to promote myself. It's, I'm taught to be modest. I'm taught to be, the woman behind the man, even. And that's a really, really old phrase. But that stuff is deep rooted. Whereas a man is like almost boastful. It's almost great to just say, hey, I'm worth a lot. I'm better than that guy. So that's what made me ask you about the underpricing part. Because I do think I struggle with it myself when we're doing our own marketing. Geez, I feel like I'm being immodest. And it will be the men in my life, the men marketers, that will say, no, you have to say this. You have to do this. You have these assets. And it's still, I steel myself to do it. It's interesting how deep that stuff goes.
It is deep and it's so common. I mean, the other thing, really, though, is a lot of us who are operating businesses, and again, this can be men, women, executives, corporate people, it's really thinking about what do I need to live my most prosperous life? Like, if you were to actually step back and really just dream up and dream about, how do you want to be living? What are the things that bring you joy? What lights you up? What are your intentions and your goals longer term? And start to back into, I call it my Your Prosperous Life number, and I have a calculator for it that I share with people. So, thinking about as a business owner, right, we focus so much on what's my revenue? Am I, multi six figures? Am I seven figures? But that means nothing. We all know it's really about what stays with you, right? Like, you can have a multi-million dollar company and have hundreds of thousands or millions even of debt, or you can have a company that is making 300,000 or 200,000 a year and still live a really comfortable, beautiful life. It's about planning. So really allowing ourselves to step back and think about, what's my most prosperous life look like? Let's start with, what are my intentions? What are my goals? What am I bringing in? What am I spending? And what do I want to be doing? Do I want to, let's say, hire a housekeeper to help me manage my home so I have more time with my family, with my children, with myself? Do I want to go on beautiful vacations and build experiences for myself and my loved ones? What are those things? And let's start to really work backwards to figure out that prosperous life number you need to make. And then as a business owner, you can really start to say, okay, if I'm selling this package or this product, how much of that do I need to sell? And is that sustainable? Is that doable?
I'm curious, just personally for you, and I think this probably is true of a lot of women, you were probably making a very good living on Wall Street. What was it that made you decide, like, okay, I can give that up to take a chance on my own business? Because I think that's where a lot of women get stuck.
A lot of women do. I think, first of all, we stay in situations that we're not super happy in because it's comfortable, because of fear. Fear keeps us the same. So fear, I realized later, was what was keeping me there. But for me, I just felt really satisfied on the days that I was doing the more human-centric things, like, co-chairing one of our committees on our America's Women's Network, or being a mentor, or being part of a leadership program. And I realized the day-to-day was really taking so much joy out of me. And I needed to find something that would bring me joy, where I know I could make a difference, make more of an impact. So for some people that are considering leaving, it's one of those things. What do we need to do to replace our corporate paycheck? Are we willing to dig into our savings? Do we need all of the same amount of money coming in to live the life we want? So you really want to reflect on those things. Are you a two-income household, right? Sometimes, I did, I'm not going to lie, I did have the benefit of having, a husband who had a income coming in to help us manage our household expenses. So I had that freedom, and not everyone does. But you really want to think about all those things. And if you are going to leave, plan for that. Think about, what can I build? What do I need to make? Because this is the other thing. If you're making a $200,000 paycheck, you don't need $200,000 of revenue. You probably need 300 to 350, because you've got expenses and other things in order to build your business.
Yeah, I actually have a phrase that we use. I say revenue is vanity and profit is sanity, because people see revenue, but not necessarily profitability. So can you explain, briefly, the difference between cash flow and profit to small business people? Because I always see them say, this is how much I make. That's cash flow. Yeah. Or revenue, I should say.
I love that question, because one of the things I hear the most is, I'm profitable, so why do I feel broke? So sort of like leaning into your question a little is so perfect. Thinking about the revenue is what's coming in, what your sales, what you're collecting from your customers. Then you've got your expenses to manage the business, whether it's to pay your team, to go to networking events, to travel for speaking engagements, right? All the softwares, all the things that go into running the business. Paying yourself is one, of course. So depending on how you're structured, you may be paying yourself on a salary. That's part of the expenses. So then you've got revenue minus expenses is your profit. And a lot of people talk about that P&L report, the profit and loss report. So that's where you can see, here's that I'm profitable. Now, this is what the biggest mistake is people just focus on the profit and they're like, I'm great. But actually, all the things that come out of the profit that you're missing are so important. So that's where your cash flow comes in. So first of all, we need to be saving for taxes. That's not typically part of your profit and loss, because even as a business owner, for the most part, those taxes are really coming out of your personal. So that's not going to be on your business records. So you need to save for those. And then if you have old debt, let's say you borrowed as you were building your company, and that's not in your current period profit and loss, that's coming out of the cash you're earning. Also, as a business owner, if you're not paying yourself through a salary, and there is reason for that, we can get very technical here if you'd like, but many business owners, particularly if they're sole proprietors or they're the only owner of a single member LLC, they're paying themselves as an owner draw. So that also is not on your profit and loss. So you need to be paying yourself just taking a transfer or, a debit out of your business to pay yourself. That doesn't show up, and that's part of your cash flow. So if you're not planning all of these things, then you're going to end up without any money.
Yes, I know we have to go to break in a moment, but I just want to say, in my experience, people intentionally almost ignore that stuff because they don't want to see, oh, I'm doing all this work and the problem is that I've got something to fix here. And so our budget system, and probably yours does too, has a personal area and a business area, and then it gets pulled together into a results area so that you can see, because in small business especially, everything is muddy. You know, your business is paying for your car, so you call that a business expense. But if the business wasn't there, you'd still have to pay for your car, for instance. And so people tend to think what they give to their accountant or the IRS in that profit and loss we're talking about is real. And it isn't really real. Don't tell the IRS, but it's not complete, right? In a small business, left hand, right hand, that's largely what I think causes many small businesses to fail, is they just can't sort out the details without a coach. So I think that's really, really useful and a really great point. And I just want to say before we go to break, we will go into some practical things that people can do to move this stuff forward in a great way. But I want to thank you again for being with us, Ruchi, and bringing this information to the table. Yeah.
All right, in the meantime, can we get your phone number, Dr. Francis?
Oh, sure. It's 413-773-3333.
And you can go to hugyourmoney.com. We'll be back with part two of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram, as well as Ruchi Pinegar on the way next.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Franklin County Technical School. We build futures. Visit fcts.us or call 413-863-9561.
Welcome back to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram. Hi.
Hi, Jess. And we're back with Ruchi Pinegar from Watch Her Prosper. And Ruchi, now you promised that you would share this story with us. It has to do with an item of clothing in your youth. Will you share your story with us about this?
Yes, of course, I'll share my story. So, I was a young girl in Philadelphia, the daughter of immigrant parents. We actually grew up with a single mom, my brother and I. And one of the things I really remember were all of my friends, my classmates with all the designer things. So, for me back then, it was the Jordache jeans. I don't know, y'all, I'm probably aging myself. So, some of you may have your own version of jeans that weren't Jordache. But what I remember is those that had those Jordache jeans, the designer things, were the ones that had the perfect lives, the happy lives. At least that's what it looked like to little Ruchi. And so I thought, okay, one day I'll be able to afford these things. And fast forward, I'm on Wall Street. I think, oh, I finally made it. Yes, I have this financial success. I'm going to buy myself my designer thing. And that became my Prada bag. And I thought, I have this beautiful bag now. Everything's going to change. My life is going to be perfect. And guess what? Nothing. Nothing changed. I had a beautiful bag. I had less money in the bank.
Right,
And
that
nothing
changed.
changed. Yes. So that was for me when I realized prosperity comes from the inside. Prosperity is an inside job. And so through the work I've done with thousands of women, including myself, I've narrowed down prosperity into a new way of thinking. So most of us think as we talk about kind of financial success, but prosperity is about more than that. It's about well-being. It's about spirituality. It's about healthy relationships with people and with money. Those are my three pillars of redefining prosperity. And when we embody all of those areas of our life, that's really when we feel most prosperous.
You know, thank you for sharing that, first of all. But you bring up an important point that we talk a lot about here too. Call it what you want, peer pressure, whatever. But when it pertains to entrepreneurs, do you think that modern entrepreneurship sometimes pressures people to look more successful before they actually feel financially secure?
Oh, absolutely. I see it all the time. We talk about you mentioned it as well, the vanity. I see amazing, incredible women on stages, that look like they have it all together, the hair, the makeup, the great outfit. And then I work with those women and I see there's so much more inside. There's angst, there's stress, there's potentially financial debt, they're not paying attention to the numbers. So this is why the work is on the inside in many time in many cases.
You know, that it's really poignant, and I don't think we've ever talked about these specific ideas on the show. So I'm really happy to have this conversation with you. Again, thinking about modern times, social media, not social media, I'm so sick of social media, and here we are on it, right? But social media can make anybody look prosperous. If you have enough money to produce something that looks good, anybody can look prosperous. Does that distort financial reality for business owners?
Absolutely. Again, you're looking at these incredible women in business that are really successful. And, you know, they're sort of like, here's my outfit and here's what I did today. Here's all the places I'm speaking. And by the way, I'm probably one of them a little bit, but if I'm being honest, like I really am happy inside, you know, but we are having realities that are ma not matching. You know, I'm a really good example. And I would just be super honest, you know, we have a health situation with our son. You know, our son 2.5 years ago, he's open about it now, which is why I'm able to talk about it. He had brain surgery, and that was really hard. I mean, I by the time I was 15, I lost both of my parents. But 2024, after my son had that brain surgery, was the hardest year of my life. And you wouldn't know that looking online. You know, you would see my social media the same. It looks like I'm going here, I'm speaking here, I'm in a cute outfit. But on the inside, I was like dying, you know, and I think that's the problem with social media. And in this case, you know, I was being respectful of my son not wanting to share his journey at that time. Since then, I'm thankful he's done a TED talk. He's
Oh,
openly
good.
talked about his journey and how he got through it and gratitude. And, you know, it's like that generational change. He's watching what I'm talking about, how gratitude, how kindness changes how we live.
Wow, that kind of a challenge will change anybody, and I'm very happy to hear that he's well and embracing that as part of his life's journey is really pretty amazing.
Yeah, he
Wow,
is.
it's just daunting to think about that. I lost a brother to a brain tumor. So, I totally get that. You know, it does make me think again about myself and other women that I know, many who I think are the most successful people I know, that many entrepreneurs are sort of accidentally, I don't have a better word for it, so accidentally running a business and a stress disorder simultaneously. Right?
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, you know, if you were to
It's
follow me
true.
around for a day, you'd say what my family says, how the
Yeah.
heck are you doing it all? You know, and still, you know, you just do it. That's what women
You just do
do.
it.
Women
That's what
just
we
do
do.
it.
We sort of push through, right? That I do want to talk about my pillars a little because I think that'll give some context to what you're talking about, how we're stressed, we're overwhelmed all the time. And I think if we can point back to those, I think it could be really, really useful for the audience.
Yes, please do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's
Anything
jump
you can
in.
share with us.
I would love that. So let's jump into the pillars. So the first was the well-being. And of course, yes, eat healthy and exercise and sleep. Those are the obvious things, but this is bigger. I want you to think about the things that really bring you joy. So many of us are running around with all the demands, right? Like our families, our spouses, our team, and everybody wants something from us. So when are we giving ourselves the time for us? When are we doing the things that bring us joy? Because we
I
tend to
know
just
the.
put that to the end.
I'm sorry,
Yeah.
I know the answer.
Yeah.
Last.
Exactly.
That's the
Last.
answer for every woman. Last.
That's the answer. So that's why I really want to have this conversation. I want you all to just reflect on something that you used to do that you just really love to do. I hear a lot of times like dancing, pottery, things like that, right? So just really just dig deep and think about before I was wanted by everyone for everything, what did I used to do for myself that I really loved? And I want you to put it in the calendar. I want you to book it. And this isn't about the budget because all of these things come in different shapes and sizes from a budget
That's right.
perspective. For me, I love my beautiful long strolls in Central Park. They're free except for my $6 Starbucks, and then my massages. I love, you don't have to wait to go on vacation. If you love a massage, book the massage. So those are my things, but really think about what are those things and what can you be doing for yourself? Put them on the calendar, have an accountability, put them on the calendar, have an accountability partner. And then the next thing is spirituality. Now, I'm going to keep this really uncomplicated, right? Just thinking about spirituality as we are all connected. So I talk a lot about the universe. People talk about God, source. If none of that connects for you, think about your higher self. So if you think about the universe as a mirror and what we're putting out is what we're getting back. So all day, if you're thinking about lack and scarcity, whether it's with money, with time, that's what's going to be coming back to you. That's how you're going to be feeling that all day. So this is just about the awareness of what are my thoughts. So we have an average of 60,000 thoughts per day. On average, 80% are negative. Imagine what would shift if 80% of our thoughts were positive. So I want to bring to the table my RIR method. So this is my trademark tool. It's recognize, interrupt, reframe. So this is something you carry with you. You can start today, start to recognize your thoughts when they're negative, interrupt them, pause, take a breath, and then reframe it with something more positive. What is it you want to be feeling? So if you're thinking, wow, there's never enough money, there's so much debt, okay, just take a breath, take a pause, interrupt, reframe it with something. I'm so grateful for my abundance. There's always enough to pay the bills. And start to feel, the biggest thing is the feeling in the body. What does it feel like when you know money flows easily to you? There's always enough, it's always available. How does that feel? How does that change your lived experience? You start to sort of just feel more ease, more trust, take a deeper breath. And then you start to see the lived experience shift too, because things show up. You start to look more for the things that you are desiring than for the things that you're not desiring.
It would be great if we all said, we've taped the $1 million bill to our ceiling, we're going to win the lottery tomorrow. No matter what you visualize, it's especially useful for putting you in a mindset where you allow yourself to do the work, to say, this is how I'm feeling about it. And because I want to perpetuate this good feeling, I have to make something happen. And so I'm going to make a phone call. I'm going to change one thing. I'm going to ask for help. I'm going to do this one thing and see what happens. And then pay attention to the positive feedback you get. Okay, maybe it wasn't perfect, but it was better than where you were. Because just telling yourself that there's always enough money to pay the bills makes you feel better for a moment, but it doesn't change the bills. You have to do both things. And
Absolutely.
it just happens. I know you won't believe me, folks, but it will happen. Get yourself in a better mindset so that you can do the work. It's akin to a therapist saying, look, you're under this heavy cloud and you can't seem to find your way out by exercising. So we're going to put you on a tiny little dose of an antidepressant or whatever so that you can do the work, so that you can get to a better place. It's the same thing. You're just doing it psychologically. You're fooling your mind into, okay, I don't have to apologize for this anymore. I deserve to be healthy financially, physically, mentally, and so I'm going to go about doing that. And when people knock me down, when I get negative feedback, I'm going to isolate from that as much as I can. And I really believe in that sort of stuff. I'm living proof of it. But you got to do the work. What do you wish women would stop apologizing for?
Oh, that is so good. I wish women would stop apologizing for wanting more, for wanting to live how they want. I always say you deserve anything and everything you desire, and don't let anyone tell you different, including yourself.
Ruchi Pinniger from Watch Her Prosper, thank you so much for helping to take some of the mystery and the shame out of money conversations, and I hope we can continue this. How do people reach you?
So you can follow me on Instagram. I'm at Watch Her Prosper. You can DM me. I'm in the DMs if you have questions, if you want to connect. WatchHerProsper.com. You can learn more about the work that we do and connect with me there as well.
Great, thank
And you
you.
can go to hugyourmoney.com for Dr. Frances Rand, but we want to get your phone number as well.
Sure, it's 413-773-3333.
All right, we'll have more financial fitness with the Money Doctor coming up next week. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you, Jess.
Thank you so much.
You know, I always have this sort of little outtake afterwards, and it occurred to me just very briefly. I know Jess will have to go, but people know their Instagram analytics better than their cash flow,
Oh,
right?
it's true.
Creepy,
It's true.
but true.
That would have been funny if you said that, actually.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Hug Your Money.
Permission granted to chase your dreams.
Will you help us spread the word about financial fitness? Please like, subscribe, and choose all. Thank you.